You're obviously seeing that hypotonia phenomenon.
Always.
I mean, it's always there. So anything that we can do that will correct that, that is in and of itself a component, the hugest component of the disease state. And I don't think they can be stable or even have enough energy to get well until that mechanism is restored in the body.
Exactly right. I'm with you 100%.
You know?
Well, exactly right. And also what they do is what they always do is they go after trying to stimulate synthetic remedy in an attempt to jack up the already failed adrenal pituitary hypothalamic axis.
Exactly.
And they get a bump for about 2 weeks that they feel terrific, but then they all crash, and it's worse than when we started.
I always tell them they're whipping the horse that pulls the wagon.
Well, that's exactly right.
You know?
That's exactly right. And if we can figure out how to get that rhythm up so that they are sympathetically toned during the day and then parasympathetically re-regulated at night, they'll do a lot better.
One thing I've noticed, too, is that by using these vital energy products is that I use a lot less homeopathy now than I used to. Have you guys seen that too?
I've seen the dosages go down even in using nutritional or homeopathy or whatever. The dosages go down as you enter and support the energy.
That's correct. So I'm finding also I've actually blended some homeopathies with the specifics of the subtle energy and have actually found that that makes a quicker response just in the acute phase.
Yeah. The most powerful thing to try too, guys, see what you think about this, is to use the patient's own body fluids, you know, saliva, urine, which is the most convenient one, invert them through a wavefront and put it into a drainage remedy or just whatever remedy, even infuse them into some of the subtle energy products. And like Jeff was talking earlier about the strep situation.
In animals, this works incredibly because we'll take a hair and a saliva, you know, and I've done it with my horses. Unbelievable. Because all their DNA is in their hair.
Yeah.
You know, just as in ours, and all their chronic toxicity and all their acute stuff is going to be in saliva, pretty much so. And I'll put a remedy together and then invert it using that device and put it back into them from afar. I mean, they sent me samples down from my farm upstate, and I fixed my horses upstate, and boom, they get better. And the animals really respond to energy, to these subtle energies.
I concur with you 100% because I found out that these energy formulas work very well in neurological disorders, seizure problem, and severe head trauma from accident. I also like to use them in severe trauma, animal run over by car, a gunshot wound, and severe infection situation, severe contamination. It works so well and so fast. That's what I like about them.
Well, the amazing thing about animals is they auto-regulate so much more rapidly than we do. Because they have a much stronger survival mechanism, I think, and they don't have the extraneous stuff. What's that?
Ours is just worn out from doing too. We got survival every moment in America.
Exactly.
That emergency energy is completely gone.
Yes. Where that's not so in critters. We keep ourselves so near to the edge of stress, blown out all the time, that what we've been seeing more and more over the years is people have an overwhelming stressor and they never go back to being the way they were.
Oh, exactly right.
In connection with this, I like the stress relief real well because it keeps the cats and the nasty and mean dog under control very quickly. After about the first or second dose, we can work with them very easily.